and invested $15 million, and he's going to drop out a couple weeks before the end of the race because some pollsters say, well, you're behind. I mean, I would not trust the pollsters. I would not trust the establishment. I mean, these are the same geniuses that plowed $90 million into Kentucky to Amy McGrath. She had already lost a House seat. All the momentum was with Charles Booker, especially after George Floyd. That was her best shot to take McConnell out. They plowed $90 million into McGrath's campaign. She was a neoliberal candidate. There wasn't much contrast between her and Mitch McConnell, and she lost the election by 20 points. So I was, like, just shocked and surprised that Lazzari, after making all that investment, wouldn't take it to the election and actually let people vote. I don't think we're doing any favors by people dropping out and calling races before they're actually voted on. All we're doing is, you know, maybe suppressing the vote that's going to make it to the general. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to give the Republicans a chance to zero in on their attack ad sooner, you know, a few weeks sooner than they would be otherwise, not knowing that the candidate is. So that's just my two cents on it. It's frustrating when this happens. So.
Yeah, Robert, very good comments. Thank you. I want to build on that and then get to the lines. Don't anybody hang up. And a couple of things. I mean, Vice is a gossip columnist. I mean, you know, so you got to understand that that's not journalism. That's like, you know, a gossip columnist for politics instead of for celebrities, because we're a little short on celebrities in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee. However, I will say this, and I said this on the air yesterday, I know all these candidates, and Mandela Barnes is a very fine guy. He'd be a great senator, and I think he can beat Ron Johnson. Sarah Godlewski is a great person. I know her, and she'd be a great senator and can beat Ron Johnson. Alex Lazzari was a great guy, is a great guy, could have beaten Ron Johnson. Same with Tom Nelson. And frankly, we have a couple of others. Steve Olcara is a very fine guy, and I'll tell you what, there are many, many other fine guys in the, or people, I should say, in this race. However, you know, there are eight candidates, by the way, eight candidates. However, now Lazzari and Nelson have dropped out. They both endorsed Mandela Barnes. What I said yesterday, I'll say again, there's a concept in poker called the chip and a chair. As long as you're at the table in a chair and you have one chip left, you're still in the game. And, you know, Sarah Godlewski now, I don't know where Lazzari's votes go. I don't know where Nelson's votes goes. You know, we have other candidates. Peter Pekarsky is a very fine candidate. Peter Pekarsky has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT and would be an excellent senator on anything having to do with arms control, climate change, weapons systems, cryptography, you know, all of that stuff. So you got to sort of pay attention to all these people. That said, right now, Mandela Barnes ahead in the polls, and now Sarah Godlewski will be second. I've been in enough horse races where sometimes the lead horse wins and sometimes the one behind him wins. So I'm not endorsing in that race on this air. I want people to be encouraged to get out and vote. And you should also know there's a thing called spoiling your ballot. If you voted for Lazzari or Nelson and now want to vote again, there's a phone number you can call, and you can call them. They'll return your ballot to you, believe it or not. They can figure that out. And it's what's called spoiled, so you can't, and then you can revote. I don't necessarily countenance that. I'll tell you why. The very few people who would do something like that are going to have virtually no impact. In fact, it will have no impact on the election. I think it's far better to just, well, you know, you got to deal with what you deal. You got to play the cards as dealt. You're saying playing poker and you have a busted flush, that's what you're dealt. You have four aces, that's what you're dealt. Well, in this particular case, you have now six candidates left. You used to have eight. You have six candidates. And the two front runners, Mandela Barnes ahead in the polls, and then Sarah Godlewski, and then you have Steve Olcara, you have Peter Pekarsky, and a couple of others. And these are all serious people. Look them up. Go online, Google them. And because the thing is, the more you're involved, the more you radiate enthusiasm, the more you communicate that to your family and friends, that has a spillover effect. So, you know, Vice has the right to publish anything he wants, but he's a gossip columnist. And for politics, which is, you know, our reservoir of celebrities in this state, and that's fine. You know, a lot of people love reading this stuff. And so what he thinks, and I've not seen that opinion piece today yet, by the way, and I certainly will look at it, but I strongly encourage you, get out and support whatever candidate you want. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
The two front runners for governor on the Republican side, if the Democrats don't do this, you know that old one that Biden said about Rudy Giuliani when it comes to 9/11, a noun, a verb, 9/11? Well, the same thing with these people, the Democrats, a noun, a verb, Foxconn. Both of them. She was the big cheerleader right there under Walker. And now we got this guy that's going to get a raise. That's getting 30 plus thousand a month overseeing that project, which is nothing. Right. Then you got Michaels, who lines up for Lute to do the infrastructure stuff. I thought you guys were against corporate welfare. You know, right. He's a clown, in my opinion, and so is she. And I would, Scott Roth, I remember him saying this about Walker when he ran against Evers, that be careful of Foxconn because it could be a huge albatross around your neck. I think it proved to be, and I think it will again. Just point out to the people of this state how much it's cost us and right. Still costing.
Right. Now, Dick's bringing up some very, very key issues. Let me tell you something. When you go into the voting booth on August 9, you can only vote in one primary. And that, of course, I'm going to vote in the Democratic primary, so maybe you will too, maybe you won't, but you can only vote Democratic or Republican up and down the line in that primary. That's if you vote in both, then your ballot's disqualified. But it's an open primary. That means that you don't have to register to do it. A lot of states, you'd have to be on a list saying you're a Democrat or Republican. That's not true in Wisconsin. We fought, when I was party chairman, they tried to strip us of it. I fought it, and then it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And in any event, the National Party relented. So that's the deal. However, what Dick is pointing out is there is a Republican primary for governor, and the two leaders there are Tim Michaels and the Duchess of Foxconn. The Duchess, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess was lieutenant governor to Scott Walker. She was his cheerleader. And they, both of them, don't have enough business sense between their ears to blow their brains out. I mean, they go, a Chinese company. Well, that must be good. I'm not sure why. Coming to this state, we'll give them $4 billion. That way, we insure their losses. We socialize their losses, but they get to privatize their profits. Yeah, that sounds like capitalism. It sure does. Okay. And then we burn through $1 billion, and these guys are scam artists. And they go, we're going to do big screen TVs. No small screen TVs. No toasters. No electric cars. No, we're just going to be a consulting group. So some companies in Wisconsin went to them, and they said, turn over all your intellectual property to us. And they said, no. We got scammed. Because of the Republicans, we got scammed, and the Duchess still pushes it. Then you might go, oh, then I'll go for Michaels. That is a fraud. Michaels' company made millions of dollars, a lot of money, working on Foxconn. Prepare the site, roads, and everything for Foxconn. And he initially said he was for Foxconn in this campaign. He's going to make it work. Then we go on the air and blast him, and we're not alone. And he goes, no, now I'm against it. He's not going to be against it. He still is going to own the stock of Michael's company. What, Michael's is going to turn down work at Foxconn? No. So whatever happens, whoever comes out of the Republican primary is up against Evers. Evers so far has vetoed a lot of bills that had to be vetoed. They had to be vetoed. They are voting bills to repress the voting. A lot of other bills, they had to be vetoed. Now, that's like a goalie. A goalie doesn't score a lot of goals. So goalie skates up and down, just keeping goals away. Because of lame duck, that's the way we're reduced to in this state. But if Michaels or Clayfish get nominated, one of them will. You know, this Ramphin is a guy that kind of, you know, suddenly he pops out of the shadows. And with those eyes, my God almighty. And then he goes, I'm going to do some things. Okay, yeah. I think that he's the guy, by the way, that had made either a QAnon reference or showed some sympathy to some phrase or something. Look, this guy's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. But he came across in the debate as more sincere because the guy is absolutely out to lunch. I mean, absolutely out to lunch. He may do a little better than people think. He may do a little better than people think. But one of these characters get nominated, you got to get out in November. Whoever the nominee is for Senate from us against Ron Johnson, you got to vote for our nominee, in my opinion. And you got to vote for the governor over the Duchess of Foxconn, Michaels, or Rampton. That's essential. So all this business about who you like in this primary, that primary, is all interesting. But when push comes to shove, we're going to have a united team in November. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.